tuned in to the 4567 Lunchbox Messages, a podcast for the on-the-go season singles, hosted by CT. And now here's Purpose, part two. And he couldn't save them later. So the first thing I want to kind of like lay in your lap today for you to massage and get used to is that God wants you to talk. He wants you to tell, but it's a big difference. He don't want you to talk about so much about yourself. God don't want you to tell people about all the things you've accomplished and all the things you've done and your own strength. Instead, God wants you to start telling people about what he's going to do through you. That was Joseph's testimony from the beginning, and that was Joseph's testimony in the end. God is going to do something with me and through me. And oftentimes we get that confused. We start bragging about our house, our clothes, our shoes, our kids. And we really stop to think about that. That's not so relevant. What is God going to do through you? So as you think about the months to come, I want to ask you that question. And don't throw out, I'm going to preach next Sunday. I want you to really simmer with this question. I want you to really meditate on this question. What is God going to do through you? How is he working through you? And if that brings out the jealousy in other people, so be it. Because only thing they can do, the only thing your enemies can do is to get you closer to your blessing or get you in the place for you to be blessed. That's the only thing your enemy can do. He cannot hold you back for long. He can maybe follow some of your plans, but not for long. He cannot stop the gifts God has for you. The only thing he can do is get you in a position to be blessed. What's up, 4567 and sometimes 8 audience? This is your girl, CT, here to give you a very important announcement. Put it on your calendar right now. Take out your calendar. I don't care if you write your dates on a sheet of paper or if you have your phone and you put your notes in your phone. I need you to save the date for December the 12th from 7 to 9. We are having our Sensational Singles Night of Praise and Worship, and it is going to be off the chain. Yes, it is, and you've got to be there. Come on, singles. You've got to show up, and you've got to show out. Where? At Greater Open Doors Missionary Baptist Church, 1301 South Sawyer, where our pastor is the one and only Dr. Richard Nelson. Come on out, bring your singles. It's going to be a time of worship, praise, and prayer. So come, will you come? Thank you so much. I'm speaking by faith. You got to be there. All right, now. So what is God going to do through you? Think about it. What is God going to do through me? And then get ready and rejoice. I know so many people that complain about the fact that I could preach better if I had more opportunity to preach. Have you ever just felt frustrated with your pastor, with your leader, with a Sunday school teacher because you feel like they're not calling on you to preach as much as you ought to preach? Maybe you even feel like, hey, they're jealous of me. I know some people are just that delusional, and they may have those thoughts. Have you ever really stopped to think about it? How we get upset when others don't share opportunities with us, but yet there are opportunities all around that we don't take advantage of. I preach once every other week at Breaking Grounds. I can tell you that there's opportunities galore to go there and preach. But you know why people are not going to go there to preach? Because they don't have to get their hair done. And they don't have to buy a new dress. And they may not have an attentive audience. But going out there and preaching, is God has given me so much more as a result of that. People don't look at those benefits. Okay, I may not get a lot of amens, and I don't. I may not get a good job, and I don't. But one thing I do get, every now and then, I get the pleasure of seeing God touch move in the lives of others. What's up, 4, 5, 6, 7, and sometimes 8 audience? This is your girl, CT, here to give you a very important announcement. Put it on your calendar right now. Take out your calendar. I don't care if you write your dates on a sheet of paper or if you have your phone and you put your notes in your phone. I need you to save the date for December the 12th from 7 to 9. We are having our sensational singles night of praise and worship, and it is going to be off the chain. Yes, it is, and you've got to be there. Come on, singles. You got to show up, and you got to show out. Where? At Greater Open Doors Missionary Baptist Church, 1301 South Sawyer, where our pastor is the one and only Dr. Richard Nelson. Come on out. Bring your singles. It's going to be a time of worship, praise, and prayer. So come. Will you come? Thank you so much. I'm speaking by faith. You got to be there. All right, now. Question is that good enough? Do you imagine yourself preaching before thousands and thousands and thousands of people, but yet neglect the fact that you could be preaching in front of 10 people? Get yourself involved. Begin to know what God is going to do through you and not what you're going to do for him. The second point I want to bring out, and it's very connected to the first one, because I want to stop, I want to meditate, I want to make sure that you're hearing me. Are you willing to preach in the pit? If you look at Joseph's life and all the good that he did and some of the mistakes that he made, but if you look at Joseph's life, one thing he never stopped doing is he never stopped using his gift. Some of us won't even sing if we don't have an audience. You want me to lead devotion with 8 people? Come on, get real. I seem like Tamla Maine. I mean, I've heard these comments, so I'm not just making them up to you. You want me to use my gift in the pit? In the pit is where your gift is sharpened. In the pit is where your gift is defined. In the pit is where your gift grows. It's not in front of thousands of people where you learn how to recover when you made a mistake or when you lost your passage or when you lost your notes. It's not in front of thousands of people that you learn how to recover when God on the spot downloads a new message in your soul. It's not in front of thousands of people that you learn how to recover when you stand up there and you don't get an amen and you still gotta preach, you still gotta bring it, you still gotta feel it. It's not in front of thousands of people that you have to recover who God is. It's when you're preaching in the pit, when you gotta bring the word and nobody care if he brings it or not. It's when you're preaching in the pit, when you don't look for people to say amen. So when you stand in front of those thousands of people and nobody says amen, you know that you're hearing God's voice and you still unafraid to preach it. It's in the pits that you learn that you can't take credit for a sermon that people say amen to and a sermon that people don't say anything to at all. It's in the pit that your gift gets sharpened. What's up, 4, 5, 6, 7, and sometimes 8 audience? This is your girl, CT, here to give you a very important announcement. Put it on your calendar right now. Take out your calendar. I don't care if you write your dates on a sheet of paper or if you have your phone and you put your notes in your phone. I need you to save the date for December the 12th from 7 to 9. We are having our sensational singles night of praise and worship, and it is going to be off the chain. Yes, it is, and you've got to be there. Come on, singles. You got to show up, and you got to show out. Where? At Greater Open Doors Missionary Baptist Church, 1301 South Sawyer, where our pastor is the one and only Dr. Richard Nelson. Come on out, bring your singles. It's going to be a time of worship, praise, and prayer. So come, will you come? Thank you so much. I'm speaking by faith. You got to be there. All right, now. So this year, as we're focusing on all the things we want God to do, and the fact that we're still single at 40, at 50, at 60, at 70, all the things we're focusing on, how about we get focused on ministering in the pit, cooking for those who have nothing to eat, so you don't have your restaurant now? Doesn't mean you can't cook a meal. There's a homeless population that would love to have a good home-cooked meal. Can you do that for them this year? Can you operate your gift in the pit? I have to tell you, we all have challenges. That was never one of mine. But we all have challenges. And you think that is one of your challenges, and you think, I'm just not going to do it. But just know, God is always going to use what you give him that's usable. And if you don't give him your whole self, he's not going to use your whole self. So think about that as this year begins to draw to an end. The last thing I want to say about this, and maybe not the last, because I may, as we pray, as we meditate, God may lead me to say other things. And as I speak this message to you, I already know that there's so much I want to give, but it's like God is censoring me. Not this, not that. But there is one thing I want to tell you. You may miss the bus. You may miss getting to know other people. You may miss that banquet. You may miss that wedding. You may miss opportunities that would have led to a good job. You may miss opportunities that would have led to the closing of your house. You may miss some stuff. But here's the thing that I think God has brought me here to tell you today. You will never ever miss purpose. Your purpose. God's purpose for your life. He will not allow you to miss purpose. So when that minister was teaching way back in the day, and I start to, every time I felt like I couldn't make it to something, I always felt a little nervous, like, what if my mate is there? You know, I'm telling you the truth. I'm keeping this real with you. That was a burden on me. You know, because I always felt like I should go because I may meet somebody, or I should go. I may get a contract, or I may get to know somebody. I should have made that meeting. I would have met blah, 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 blah. I should have took that interview. Lots of regret. And God is like, no, get away from that. Get out of that regret, because you will miss a lot in your life. Some things are good you're going to miss, and some things are bad you're going to miss. You may miss a lot in your life, but you're not going to miss purpose. Let me just run that by you again so you can kind of understand what I'm talking about. What is purpose? Purpose is when God has a divine will for you to be somewhere and do something, and if you have to be drugged there, screaming and crying, you're going to make that connection. But God is sovereign. He's omnipotent. He knows all. So he knows what you don't need and what you do need. Okay, for an example, God promised Noah that it was going to rain. Noah preached for years, hundreds of years, before that rain came. But before it could rain, there needed to be a boat. And you have to understand that this was something that was not, an ark was never thought of. A boat big enough to house every animal that currently occupied the earth. A boat that's big enough to house people, food, shelter, a place for them to sleep. This was unheard of. This was a yacht, and bigger than a yacht. So in order for God to get that and his purpose to happen, that boat had to be built. So all the times Noah was preaching, and we're talking about hundreds of years, and the people didn't see the manifestation, the purpose was still coming. He was still in purpose. You cannot miss purpose. For an example, Mary got impregnated early. Purpose. But her cousin, Elizabeth, got impregnated later. Let's look at that. Because some people often wonder, why do things happen for people young earlier in life? And why does, man, Elizabeth had to wait till she was too old to have kids? Why did it happen for Elizabeth later in life? And so now we're beginning to, let me unfold more to you, purpose. Mary, young, she had to bring forth a kid. And this kid was going to be the savior of the world. And no matter what happened, no matter how many kids died, this kid could not die. Purpose. Elizabeth, who had to wait years without a child, barren, with a husband, longing, years, she had to wait. But she had to bring forth that child. She had to bring forth John at exactly the right time that Mary had to bring forth Jesus. That means she had to wait for Mary to be born. But she's still longing for a child. She wants a child. And she's got to wait for Mary to come on the earth. That means she has to wait. That means she had to wait for Mary to find Joseph and get Mary, because we know Joseph did not impregnate Mary. She had to wait. She had to wait till the angels of the Lord overshadow Mary and impregnate her. All this time, she had to wait without her dreams and her want being recognized. She had to wait. And not only that, she had to wait for that child to be born so that her child could be prophesied and born. And so they can grow up and know of each other, but be distant from each other, because both of them had purpose. Now, you may want to wonder, why wouldn't God just do that for Elizabeth early in life when she was 15, 16, 17? So she could have seen her son grow up and pick another Mary. Purpose. God is sovereign. He's omnipotent. I don't know why some of us wait longer. I don't know why some of us get married right off the bat. I don't know why millionaires or somebody can do one song and become a millionaire and the song is crappy. I don't know. A question I had with my sister, you know, a conversation I had with my sister. I don't know. I don't know why a person can have a brilliant idea for a car and somebody can come up with a scooter. Wham, bam. Knock that car idea way back, because now that scooter kind of can run faster and deliver more deliveries. I don't know why. All I know is that God's purpose for us, each and every one of us, is different. Some of us is going to get married at 25. Some of us is going to get married at 55. Some will get married at 65. And some of us, God may even not even, that may not be his will for us at all. But he'll let you know that. He'll take it out of your heart. You won't even desire it. It'll be like, okay, I'm cool. I'm doing what God has called me to do, and I'm cool. And there's nothing wrong with me. I'm not in any sort of offshore relationship with anybody else. I'm just cool. God has taken that away from me. But if God hasn't taken it away from you yet, then that means he's still going to do something with it. Remember, he doesn't throw away lost matters. He doesn't throw away lost dreams. God doesn't throw them away, and he doesn't forget them. But we have to be willing. We have to be willing to say, okay, God, it's you, it's not me. We have to be willing to give God our all. Because everything we give him, he makes something of it. Last thing I want to bring out about purpose as we close this sermon out. I think about when things die in our lives. Sometimes we're human, let things die. And sometimes God allows things to die for a season in your life. I think about Lazarus and his sisters and how they came to Jesus weeping and crying, if only you had been here, our brother would not have died. And I think about, that's not so uncommon. We do that all the time. We as people, How could they say that to the Almighty God, knowing he was the life and the resurrection? I figure like we say that all the time to Jesus. Jesus, if only you have been here. If only you would have touched. If only you would have put your eyes on me. I would not have lost. He would not have left. My son wouldn't be in jail. If only I would have moved to another city. And some of the things I'm telling you are testimonies I've heard of people that are living with regret and living with the if onlys. Well, next year, not only are you not going to be depressed, but you're not going to live with the if onlys, because you're going to know that if God purposed you to do something, you don't have to do anything but wait. It's going to happen. But the if onlys. Just think, you know, you come into the God Almighty and saying to him, in fact, I am blaming you. If you hadn't done this, this wouldn't have happened. If you were so much God, you would have been here. And if you was here, my brother would not have died. Sometimes God allows things to die in your life. It's a reality. He makes it so that you feel like you're too old for it. He allows it. I mean, as strange as it is, he does. He makes it so that you give up on you. He allows that. For you to recognize one thing. Anything God kills, he can resurrect. Anything you say you could not have done, would not have done, too old to do, too slow to do, too sick to do, anything that God allows to die, he can resurrect it. So as you think about this new year coming, think about some of the things that you with your own mouth have said, I'm giving up on this. I'm never going back to it. It's never going to happen. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm too white. I'm too black. I'm too fat. I'm too Asian. I'm too Hispanic. I'm too whatever the two is. I'm too whatever. I'm too poor or I'm too rich. Whatever it is. This is a year for God for you to kind of look through those things, sift through those things, and know that if God allowed it to go, doesn't mean he cannot resurrect it. Doesn't mean he cannot bring it back. Jesus brought back Lazarus. And if he can bring a man who was dead and was stinking from the grave, there's nothing he cannot resurrect. That includes your dreams, your finances, your friendships, your family. That includes your wants, your desires. He will resurrect. Again, give them all. Understand your purpose. Put things into perspective. And let's just break it down into three quick points so I can kind of help you to see this through. A, operate in the pits. Use your gift wherever you can use it at, and do not be ashamed and do not be afraid. I don't care if they say you can't sing. If God told you to sing, sing. You understand what I'm saying? Operate in the pits. Tell people what God is going to do in your life. Don't brag about what you're going to do in your life, but brag about what God is going to do through you in your life. God's going to use me this year. It's okay to tell people. And remember, the only thing your haters can do is to get you in a position to be blessed. That's the only thing they can do. They can't do nothing else. So begin to tell people. Begin to talk about it. You know, God is going to do great things in my life. Say it. Profess it. Believe it. Because he is. And the third point I want you to remember and reflect on is the understand purpose. I don't know if your blessings are going to come when you're young. I don't know if they're going to come when you're older. I don't know if they're going to come when you totally feel like they're dead, decayed, or cannot be resurrected. But just understand your purpose and understand that somehow, some way, God is going to resurrect. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, what an awesome, magnificent, wonderful God you are. You're better than the good we know. Greater than the greatest we've ever seen. There is none like you. And God, I want you to first forgive for everything I've said or done or thought or act on. I want you to forgive me, Lord. because I want to be like you. I want you to mold me and make me and shape me more like you. I want you to give me the words to speak and the boldness to speak. I want you, God, to take total control, all control, and do whatever you have to do in my life to bring forth the things that you have purposed my life to be. I know, God, if I love you, I cannot miss purpose. So I pray, God, that you help me maintain. Help me, God, believe. Help me, God, continue to desire the things you place in my heart. And this coming year, Lord, help me make some positive steps toward the purpose you've given me for my life. In Jesus' name. Hi, my name is CT, and I wrote the book, How to Resurrect a Dying Church. You know, my dad asked me before he passed to write a book that would help churches like he pastored, churches that struggled with low membership, inactive membership, and financially. And so for years, I studied small and large churches alike, and I finally got it. I think I have the keys to help pastors grow their struggling churches. So check out the book, How to Resurrect a Dying Church. You can purchase this book on any social network, but I want you to go to my website, 4567lunchbox.godaddy, and check out the merchandise that we're selling there as well. All right, see you soon. Well, it is indeed a pleasure to be here today. I am with Dex. He is a member of the group Rescue. And I'm going to go out on record as saying this group has perfect harmony. And I'm just honored to be here today. Welcome, Dex.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about who you are as an artist.
So a little bit about me. So as an artist, I'm a little bit of everything, if I'm being completely honest. I am a musician. I'm a singer. I'm a songwriter. I'm a producer. Pretty much all the things. Anything that you can think regarding music, that's pretty much what I can do for the most part. As far as instruments, I play bass. I play drums. I'm a little fluent on keys. I do a little bit of guitar, just a little bit, not too much. I'm still kind of learning, but I do a little bit of that. So I'm a little of everywhere.
Oh, awesome. And usually when I do the hot seat, I do this spill about people, but I wanted it to be a little bit more personal with you and just kind of ask you, who have you performed with and felt inspired by?
So as far as people that I've performed with, I performed with Jessica Reedy. And I've also performed with Leandra Johnson. These are two people that I performed with. One was on bass for Jessica Reedy. The other one was on drums. I had just something that they had to do recently, I believe, in Indiana. So they were both in Indiana, different parts of Indiana, but I performed with them. As far as, like, inspiration, who I gained inspiration from, I would say a various of artists. You could definitely put them two in definitely the category, but I would say definitely like Fred Hammond, Jonathan McReynolds. You got Jay Moss.
Wow.
You got people like Dietrich Haddon, like a lot of Ty Tribbett, Todd Delaney, Todd Galberth, just a lot of them.
How did the group Rescue come about?
So the group Rescue came about. Just an insider, I was never necessarily a part of the group in the early years.
Okay.
So in the early years, I believe the group Rescued came about, I would say, early 2000s for the most part. I didn't come into contact with them until like maybe 2012, 2013 is when I got with them. And that's also where I met the love of my life.
Woohoo!
We got married 2 years prior, probably 2-3 years prior in 2017. And we've been together in marriage for 8 years.
All right, right, right. In marriage and in ministry, because she's a part of this group as well.
Absolutely.
Right?
She is a part of the group as well. Yes.
One of the founding members, kind of.
Absolutely.
So what do you contribute your sound to be? I know you guys are praise and worship. You're one of the opening acts because you're praise and worship. You're going to really get things started and rolling and moving. You guys got to come out December 12th. And I'll get to that more about it. What do you contribute to be you guys' unique sound?
So our unique sound, I would say praise and worship is just something that, for one, it's just something that we're just really good at. I'll just say that for sure. We know how to wake the people up. As far as harmony is concerned, it's going to hit you in the face.
Yes.
And not to like be like, you know, kind of overconfident or anything. Right. It's just we're just really good at what we do, and God has blessed us with that gift. And we try to go proudly and boldly. Only because of what he blessed us with, you know?
Yeah.
So we try to put that in ministry as much as we can, and we just try to give our all as much as we can.
Yeah. And you talked about the love of your life, and you know the on December the 12th, it's like a singles event. But tell us a little bit how that kind of, and this is one of the things that I preach often about, that if you do what God has called you to do, you know, in due time, your mate will find you. It's not going to be outside the ram of this ministry thing that God has called you to. So tell us a little bit about that, even though he may speak a little bit about it on 12th, but you would have heard it here first. So
as far as how we met, I would say, for one, I was kind of locked in with just trying to find myself, if I'm being completely honest.
Okay.
You know, like I said before, I was a musician mainly. So basically just trying to find work and, you know, also trying to find a decent job. I wasn't really working anywhere when we found each other. I was kind of just here and there. It was a hit and miss situation. And like I said before, the founder, Minister Ray Cornett, the founder of the group, he was one of the ones that really encouraged me to kind of pursue and go forth in what I was doing, because he saw not just the skill and just the talent of what I possessed, but he also saw what it could really become. And he pushed me to go forward. He was like, look, if you need somewhere to come and play or somebody to even play for, I would be glad to have you. You know, and this is before I even got into the actual singing, you know, because like I said before, I'm pretty much everywhere. But for that group, when I first started, I was basically just playing drums and playing and everything like that. And that's also, like I said before, where I met the love of my life. We met, and I don't think she was feeling me at the time. You know, me coming late to rehearsal and everything kind of just set the mood for that.
Okay.
You know? But she warmed up to me eventually, you know.
Oh, wow.
And I think from that time, it just when I really realized that I actually found something and someone that I can actually share this music thing with, it really blessed me in many ways, because of the simple fact that, you know, the Bible says when it comes to, you know, you find a good wife, you find a good thing, and you obtain favor from the Lord. So the
say
favor
that
came,
obtained.
He who finds a good wife, or he who finds a wife, finds a good thing and obtains favor for the Lord.
Amen.
So just knowing that the favor that comes from this, our union, is just a blessing within itself. Like, certain doors have been opened left and right just because of the simple fact that, you know, we found each other.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that we've necessarily did. It's just the fact that we found something good in each other, and God has been blessing it ever since.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so now what will, because we're trying to get people to come out on December the 12th. Mm-hmm. We're trying to awaken, you know, the singles in the body of Christ, you know, helping them to understand that, you know, marriage can come, but until you get married, it's okay
to be
single.
Right.
Okay, so what can the singles who come out on December the 12th, what can they expect to hear? And guys, you got to get there early. You got to get there early, because even though they're not, there are a couple of things happen before they come on.
Mm-hmm.
They will be setting the tone for what is to come in ministry after. But you got to come bring it, because
they're going to bring
it. And I'm telling you, they're going to bring it. They're doing the whole praise and worship set up for December the 12th, and they're going to bring it. But what can we expect, Dax?
I would just say you can expect just some good music, something new, something fresh, and just something just different, I would say. It's not your. I'm not one of the type of artists that would do the traditional type of gospel. With my music, I've kind of been some of everywhere. And I'm not just talking about the gospel industry. I've done some R&B a little bit. I've done reggae, I've done jazz, you know, I've kind of been kind of everywhere. So my music is kind of going to take a background of that type of stuff. So when you hear the singles that are out now, you will definitely hear the difference of that type of music. So you can expect some different and a variety of different sounds of music for sure.
Okay, so they will be opening up. They would have the first 10 to 15 minutes to just kind of like put the word out there, get you guys, you know, ready to receive. So come out. And hear Rescue, Dax and Rescue, do their thing. And then when the album drop, make sure you go download it. I know I am, you know, and pass it on to some of my DJ friends throughout the music industry. Definitely going to do that. But I just want you to know, Dax, it's just a pleasure to be sitting here with you. It was an exciting interview.
Amen.
And I'm excited to see what you guys are going to bring. When? December the 12th. Where? Greater Open Doors, Missionary Baptist Church, 1301 South Sawyer. Be there or just be missing. Because I'm not going to make you swear, but be there when you come. All right, thank you and God bless. Thanks so much, Dax.
God bless, God bless.
Thank you, Pastor.
Another date disaster for you. Not as scary as the one last week, but this one is good. It's all the same. This one comes from Hammond, Indiana, from a young lady calls herself Brenda. And she tells of a story where she meets this guy offline from some dating site, and they decide to meet at a restaurant. So he starts talking to her. What do you think you are? A 5 to 10? And she's, well, I'm a 10. And he's like, well, you know what? You know, that's kind of pride. And he starts to let her know that, you know, humbleness is the way. And so they take the order, and he tells her, hey, how do you want to do this? Do you want to split the bill, or do you want to cover this bill? So she says, no, I didn't bring any money with me. I'm not going to pay for this meal at all. So the food shows up, and so she eating her food, and he's eating his food. And he keeps telling her, man, You something else. And then before you know it, he says, you know what, I got to go to the bathroom. So he excuses himself and goes to the bathroom and sneaks out of the restaurant.
What?
And goes home, leaving her there with the bill and no money.
Really?
And so she's like, this guy, I can't believe it. She actually physically saw him leaving the restaurant, and all she could do is sit there with his bill and her bill. And she had to laugh at herself. So she explained to the manager that, you know what? I was on a date, and the guy left. But look, I'll give you my license, and I promise I'll come back, and I'll settle my end of the bill. He's a crook. He left. And the manager accepted that, and she had to laugh because all he kept saying to her was, you something else. You something else. Well, actually, sir, you're something else, and you're rather a jerk.
Now, he's
so
an idiot.
So send in your date disasters. Thank you, guys.
Date disasters.
Hi, my name is Creola Thomas, and I am the host of 4567 Lunchbox Messages. I just want you to know that we are supported by viewers like yourself. So if you gain knowledge or get any information from what we're speaking and what we're doing, and you're able to support us, we would greatly appreciate that support. There are three ways you can support us. You can first and foremost support us through prayer. If you can make a commitment just to pray for us daily, that would be a blessing. Also, you could just send us a Zelle and just put in your Zelle notes support for 4567 Lunchbox Messages. And last but not least, and this is what I really love doing, guys. So if you go to 4567lunchbox.com, our website, you will see that we have a store, and you can purchase from that store. That also supports us. So thank you again for listening. I love you with the love of the Lord, and I hope that we're able to continue to bless you for years to come.